Yelish ben Soro Mora Eno Shamea Beko Ave Vako Imo. The Yisrael also, the Yishma Leam, the story of the Ben Soro Morer, who's not even a Gadol. He steals from his mother and father, wine, meat, etc., an addict. So the Torah says, well, that he should Yamas Zakai is better that. And the parents bring him to Basin, and Basin kills them, Yamazaka Ve Yamazchaya. And he's Nidon Al Shem Sofa. So, one of the many rules, and in fact, some say it's rare, so rare it never happened. Others claim they were there in the cemetery, they saw a kever of Ben Soro Morer. Whatever the issue is, it says that the husband, the mother, and father have to have the same voice. So what does that mean? They have to have the same voice. So obviously, literally, the male has to sound like a female. So the Bali Machshav explained, no. Obviously, one of the keys of chinuch, one of the keys of bringing someone up is you have to have a consistent message. It has to be a same message. Of course, doesn't mean you agree on everything. And obviously, you could have different opinions. But you have to have a fundamental message. You have to be on board, or else it causes a lot of confusion to the child. So if the child's not getting a consistent message, you can't expect him to go on, you can't expect him, but it's a lot more difficult for him than to be on the right path, and then to punish him at that young age. So therefore, it's a very confusing message. The father has one voice, the mother has another voice. In order to be a Ben Soro Morer, you have to be a case where they have the same voice and it's the same message, and nevertheless we see you're headed in the wrong direction. Or as others point out as well, the father or mother can't be deaf. Obviously it's on a simple level, obviously, because how could you communicate? It's very hard to communicate. I guess there's sign language, but it's much more difficult to communicate with your child if you're deaf than if you're not. So in terms of it's a lack of communication, but the Bali Machshav explained on a deeper level, what do you mean if you're deaf? Meaning if you're deaf to your own message. In other words, many people are good at telling their parents, many people are telling their kids, you know, you should be learning more. As you're sitting there reading the newspaper, watching Netflix, TV, computer, whatever you're doing, why don't you go open up a Gemara, go learn something? So, Chazal and now what Mefarshim explained is, the only way that's going to happen is, he learns and I will, they don't learn from what you have to say, but what you're doing. In fact, I think I heard from Elias Schwartz, or read from him, that I guess he went with one of his Balabatim. He was a rabbi in the Young Israel of Bensonhurst, and he took someone to whatever he either took, or one of his Balabatim were with him in Israel, and they were going to, I think it was the Gera Rebbe, one of them, and I guess he said, you want to come in, and I'll get, you know, I guess he only knew Yiddish. He said, I'll go in with you, you'll tell me what to say, and I'll tell him. So they walked in there, and he said, you know, I want my kid to be a big Talmud Chacham. So the rabbi said, yeah, zitz and learn, and that was it. They rushed him out. So then afterwards he asked the rabbi, so what did he say? He said, you should sit and learn. He said, I guess the rabbi, he didn't understand what I was saying. I said, I want my son to become a big Talmud Chacham. I don't want to become one. And he said, no, you don't get it. If you want your son to be a big Talmud Chacham, then he has to see you learning. And that's the message, is you can't be deaf to your own teachings. In fact, that's why they famously say Rav Huttner, and other people as well, like when he semi-mockingly says, you know, parents are very good at telling the children not to speak during davening. So he says, all you teach your child when you tell them not to talk to you tell your kids not to talk during davening is okay. So when they grow up, they become parents, they'll tell their kids not to talk. And They'll continue talking like you continue talking, but they'll learn to tell their kids that. We know talk is cheap. It's always, you have to demonstrate it, like Rav Nissen Alpert explained by the Bikurim, that it's not enough to, it's maybe the Korah, you gotta be able to demonstrate. That's why we gotta tell Levincha, the night of Pesach. It's not enough just to talk the talk, but we have to do it b'shas matzu umara munacham uvnacha. We gotta actually perform the mitzvahs in front of us. And that's what Bali Meshavar are explaining, different lessons to glean, even though we don't fully comprehend the whole parsha ben Sora Mora, very difficult, mysterious portion to fully understand. We learn out different principles, Nido and Al-Shem Sofo, and we discuss how it fits in with Bashir Husham. That how does it fit in with someone who's going to be judged right away? But the lessons they learn is, some of the lessons are that to have to, the father, mother need the same voice in order to improve greatly the odds of your children succeeding. So you can, of course, children are resilient and you could have a dysfunctional family and they'll come out great. But l'chadchila, we try to set them in the best possible way. So we set them up in a sense where you have a consistent message. Both the mother and father are talking the same voice, the same message. And as well, you can't be deaf to what you're telling them. If you want your child to become a Talmud Chacham, you'll have to sit and learn. If you want your child not to talk in davening, instead of telling other people not, you keep quiet yourself and not talk. And there's always in Judaism, we always set the example by what you do. So if he sees the parent being involved in Chesed, Hachnasas, Archam, Bikur Cholem, you could talk about it all you want. But if you never do it, doing it has a much stronger impact. And as long as he sees the house of Chesed, Bikur Cholem, Hachnasas, Archam, he sees the house of Torah. He sees the house of Tefillah, not talking during davening or whatever it might be, learning how to daven. So therefore, that's the best way. And that's why Ben Sora Morer can't be condemned unless he had a fighting chance. That has to be, even with this one message, and even with the parent setting the example, nevertheless, he goes off on his way. And therefore, we say, Nidon Al-Shem Sofo, Yom Zakai. In this specific case, it's not the general rule in Judaism. It's usually about Asher Husham. But in this special case, it's Nidon Al-Shem Sofo, and it's Yom HaZakai Val Yom HaChayev.